June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's T Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's T Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-T or mensteclinic.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Let's go into the Pimp Cup where Lucius has your G-bag of the day.
All right, here we go. G-bag of the day. We do it every weekday on the Fan at 5:30. If you see anything floating out there, don't be afraid to hit me up, shawty. Lucky Lucius P on social media. Lucius Alexander on Facebook. Or you can follow us all if you find G-bag Nation on Twitter. Now, shout out to all the Tolos that send me stuff on Instagram. But it's not G-bag of the day worthy stuff. It's just sending me booty cheeks.
It's just sending me booty cheeks.
And then I have to investigate. I was like, well, there must be more photos like that where that come from. So let me click this link. And then next thing you know, I done killed Tom.
If you get some clapping audio or something, I mean, I could see that getting a vote.
She's clapping and they ain't using hands. All right, our winner and champ so far, day one, Bobby Belt, trolling the hell out of my man Eric Chiafalo during Chiafalo's segment. Biggest L, biggest dub.
Yep.
Biggest dub in the 214. Happy birthday to my Tolo bride, Amanda Mount. Happy birthday, Amanda. Getting a victory there. I'm sure hubby's got a nice birthday weekend planned for you. Miss Amanda.
Amanda Mount.
Amanda, yeah, Mr. and Mrs. Mount.
Mount.
Celebrating together.
214, biggest dub, Tolbert fixed my garage door today.
Hey!
That's Tolo Chastity Bell. We've gotten some incredible stories.
Just roll on through
folks.
It.
214, big dub for the Aledo High School boys winning state. Sherwood Lovetail was the MVP.
Nice.
How about that?
Congrats, Sherwood.
Sherwood Lovetail.
Congrats, Sherwood. Let's go, pal.
Attaboy.
Attaboy, Sherwood.
Hey. Just felt like an Aledo high-level athlete's name.
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
Damn. Chief, you knew what you were doing there, right?
I honest to God. I
seriously,
had,
you
look at the video, I don't think he did.
I'm telling
seriously,
you,
seriously, I thought you were one of the, you play the game. You're like, okay, I'm just going to go ahead and do this.
Listen,
kind of
I love these little euphemism games or whatever it is, but like, I've never heard these. Amanda Mount's never been tossed my way. Sherwood Lovetail, never been tossed my way.
Sherwood Lovetail.
I missed the chastity. I feel like I would have got Chastity Belt, but at the same time, I didn't catch it when Walchuk said it.
No, you sure didn't.
So if it was like Mike Oxman or Oliver Klozoff or something like that, I'd be
Oliver
like, okay, I know those people, okay? I'm familiar.
Oliver.
Mike Hunt.
Oliver
I know
Klozoff.
About Mr. Hunt.
Whoa.
Mike. Yeah.
The Hunt family.
The Hunt family.
Very Lamar's brother.
Yeah. Or the Hawk family.
Own
Mike
the
Hawk is a perennial all-star.
The Hunts and the Hawks.
But I'm not
I kind of feel like
these
the fact that you just rattled off all these, you knew what you were doing. I'm just going on record.
I got to hold that L.
Yeah, well,
yeah, that's definitely your L to hold, buddy.
I don't want to give Bobby the credit. Believe me, I wish I could be like, no, Bob, I was in on it too.
Hey, I got another L for you.
Here we go.
I got another L. Man ran into Coach O on the beach.
Oh, yes. Okay. We've seen this.
Yes. I wanted to play this on Friday, but there was no broadest, and I said, I cannot do it.
Thank you,
and
sir.
Plus, these guys were out of the studio, so it's kind of hard to hear the audio when you're on location.
It is tough, yeah.
So I try not to get like something that's really audio-ist. You know what I mean? Anyway, I just made that word.
That's a good word.
Audio. Super audio-ist. You know what I mean? That guy is audio-ist. Dude ran into Coach O on the beach, asked for a photo, then hit him with a Roll Tide. Coach was like, hold on, wait a minute, son.
Coach, sorry to bother you.
All right, man.
Here we go, baby. Roll Tide.
All right, here you go. Not really.
I know.
What was that about?
Look, I respect you as a
what
person.
Was that about? I wouldn't take those eyes to see after I take a picture of you.
Understand.
Have a good day, man.
Hi.
Where are you from?
I'm from Alabama.
What part?
Tuscaloosa, actually. You got to understand. That ain't nothing towards you.
No, ain't nothing wrong with
Yeah.
But look here, just respect.
Yes, sir.
Wait, what the f***, man? Hey, if you're from LSU, you wouldn't go to Nick Saban and say go Tigers, would you?
I think some people would, but...
You wouldn't. You wouldn't. You wouldn't.
I wouldn't.
shirtless jog on whatever whatever sidewalk. And
I imagined him laying there with a hand around each gal to him, at least.
Oh, 17 million to walk away.
20 beers in the cooler.
Don't be disrespectful.
Yeah, what's wrong with you, son? By respect. You wouldn't do that to Saban.
he's right.
Let's see what else we got. French tennis player Gael Monfils. Gael Monfils.
Did Bobby send you this?
No. This is a real deal. This is his real name. He is responding to a bettor that lost some money on him.
Oh.
Man. Hey, guys. It's not a financial advice, but really, you're still betting on me? First tournament on grass? I play Alex Mikkelsen, 20 years old, 35 in a world, and you want to bet on me? You write in that I'm I know I'm we both know I'm and you still bet on me? Who is the dumbest between you and me, to be honest? Nah, come on.
Nah. Exactly.
You bet on me.
Like Zippo. 20 years old on grass.
This guy's grass. Got self-awareness, man.
Bet on me. We both not in here. Oh, love it, man. What is your problem? What else we got right here for you boys? Oh, this is not one. Winner. But no, this is not one. LAPD is talking smack to the protesters.
Uh-oh.
In the helicopter.
Oh, no.
They're in the helicopter, bro. Right there, I can still see you. What are you doing? I'm coming to your house at 5 in the morning. Hey, damn you. Black SUV, I'm coming to your house at 5 in the morning. That's what that fool said. They are trolling, dog. It's crazy. Crazy stuff. Yesterday was a church day. I pray you got your blessings. Shout out to my Reverend Dr. Pastor Freddie Haynes at Friendship West Baptist Church. We got a bird that got into the sanctuary. Oh, no. While the pastor was preaching, and he basically said, kill the bird.
Jehoshabeth, the king's...
Holy crap! What was that?
Security, whichever one of you is concealed carry, bird season has just opened! Drop that thing!
They said, no! Got another church clip for you, too.
What was that?
What? He was so scared.
Did he get hit by it?
And he just got real close to him. Okay. He was preaching, didn't see it, reacted kind of crazy.
All right.
Jehoshabeth, the king's...
Oh, I thought he hit him.
Oh, crap!
Must be a sparrow. Buzzing the tower. Yeah.
Jehoshabeth, the king's...
Oh, crap!
Got pretty good.
That is genuine fear.
Yeah, he was really scared.
That's why
he said shoot it.
Yeah.
Somebody kill that little bird.
I'll take for that birds movie back in the day. That's how it starts.
What is it? Super Saiyan? Super Saiyan?
Super Saiyan?
Super Saiyan. Okay, I said it right the first time. Did.
Dragon Ball Z?
Yes, yes, yes. That's what I'm talking about. They said this girl right here went Super Saiyan during her song.
Have your way, Lord.
Go for it. Over 9,000.
Yeah. Ah! A little heavy on the wine there. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Is it our champion? Bobby got us good there. He's trolling us. You got to be careful
got
there.
Him.
Bobby Belt. He's always toloing and trolling on the fan text. Coach O on the beach. 38-year-old French tennis player Gael Monfils. He's baffled why people are still betting.
What's wrong
on
with you? How you pick me?
Preacher says bird season is open in his congregation. Her girl goes Super Saiyan during her church song. I'm going to vote for the former tennis player, Gael Monfils.
I'm going to go with Coach O.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one. Lucius?
Gael!
Gael? Coach?
Yeah. No, Gael Monfils.
Oh, Gael.
Yeah. What is wrong with you?
That's my bad. Wolchuk?
I'm going to go with Bobby trolling.
Brad?
Gail Monfils.
By a score of 3-1, and your new G-Bag of the Day champion, it's an athlete who you don't want to get.
June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's T Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's T Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-T or mensteclinic.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Campbell on. Okay, I'll bet on Lucius any night of the week to do a heck of an LA Live segment. That's next. Let's stay in the Pimp Cup. Here's Lucius. Looking at
Elle Duncan on television.
She basketballing it today?
She is amazing, bro. My cousin was at the house and he said she kind of looks like the Joker in the face.
What?
I wanted to kick that fool out. I was like, well, get tired now. It's time for you to get on out of here, buddy. All right, let's get into a Monday, Friday edition of LA Live right after the great Rick James.
All right, you squares.
How about it?
Fire up this funk and let's have a toe. It'll make you dance with some of everything. Everybody get high.
If you got somebody at the job, super fast, they always fiddling with something, you know what I mean? Great work ethic, they always walking fast and, you know, motivated to get the job done, that's powder.
If you see them, point them out. If you see them, point them out. They're usually in sales. Yeah. They're usually in sales.
Car sales.
Yeah. LA Live for Monday, June 16th, 2025. It is a Monday, Friday here in LA Live. Shout out to the now disbanded hip hop group, Dallas hip hop group, PPT, for naming today. Monday, Friday vibes in LA Live is just some things I've seen on the timeline over the weekend. LA Live is sponsored by Greystone Roofing and Construction. That is greystone-roofing.com. I hope everyone had a good Father's Day. You guys talked about it earlier. Everybody seemed to have a good one.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. We had a death in the family.
Oh, I'm
so
sorry.
It kind of changed. Yeah.
The way you were describing it, I thought something.
Yeah.
Had to have gone down.
When life be life, you know what I'm saying? And it's still life and dog.
Because you had a hell of a plan. I was kind of envious on
Me
Friday
too.
When you were telling us.
Steaks and stogies, bro.
Steaks, stogies, shooting guns in the backyard, hanging out with my dad and my uncles and my cousins and stuff. Nope, none of that happened. Mm. I sat on the couch and I ate a fat burger from Griff's.
Oh,
I ate a Griff's burger and I watched television. There was a dad movie marathons on yesterday on television, if you guys didn't notice. Dad movie marathons. Paramount Plus had the Godfather marathon.
Oh, there we go. Nice.
Makes sense, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That'll Godfather. Eat up your whole day.
Eat up your whole day. It's all about dads and dudes doing things. The Godfather. BBC America had the Rocky movie marathon going on.
Wow. Okay, yeah. I did notice they had like Rocky IV when I got home last night.
A lot of Rockies popping off yesterday. I seen a few of them. I had both of the TVs on, watching sports on one, then I had the marathon on the other, then I was just switching around. You know the thing. So it made me think, name some more dad movie marathons out there or movies that could have been made into a marathon situation for the dads on Father's Day on the Fan Text while we go through LA Live here, okay?
Mm-hmm.
LA Live 105.3 The Fan on a Monday. Did y'all see the Minnesota shootings?
I did, yes.
Yeah.
Scary.
Holy smokes.
It's getting crazy now. What's going on
yeah,
there?
It is.
Yeah, that was wild. A buddy went on a politically motivated shooting spree. He shot former Minnesota House Speaker Melissa Hortman and her husband, deleted them both. Really sad.
Did she vote? She was the one Democrat that voted Republican?
I don't know what's going on. I don't know his motivations. I know he's going around. He had like a manifesto in the car, his fake cop car he had.
And he wore one of those masks,
the
rubber mask.
Okay, so when I was watching television, they were talking about him, and I was getting so upset at cable television, cable news, and because they were like, he clearly had a mask on, but they were trying to describe him. Well, look like he's bald-headed there.
No,
I can kind of tell his features. I was like, that's a mask! The whole time I'm thinking, like, why do they keep saying, well, I can't tell what he looks like. Yeah. Because it's a mask.
It's a mask.
Forever I wanted him to say, just it's a mask. But they wouldn't say that. He also shot State Senator John Hoffman and his wife. They survived.
Yeah, they got shot a combined 16 times,
dude. Oh, my
God.
I didn't know all of that, bro.
Yeah, like super lucky to somehow
16
not,
times and survive yeah, that?
One got 9, one got 7 bullets and survived it.
That is crazy.
Yeah,
man, he tried to delete those, bro.
Yeah,
Vance Luther is his name, whatever something is his last name. I'm not going to give it too much. He posed as a police officer during the attacks. Had a fake police car, wore the rubber mask that Broder just talked about.
Yeah.
His wife got pulled over. She had the kids in the car, 2 handguns, passports, and $10,000. Holy smokes, man. He had a grown, what that man was his roommate. He had a grown-ass roommate at 50 something years old.
Yeah, I saw that detail.
Yeah, I didn't see that.
I'm not surprised, man. It's getting so difficult to hold down a house by yourself.
Who are you telling?
Yep.
Who are you telling?
Yep.
Who are you telling, bro? Old lady just went to Costco and texted me back while I'm on the show. You don't do this while I'm on the show. $400 or something she spent on groceries. Yeah. I should have went with her on Saturday.
I'm telling you, I
skipped it. I was like, no, let's not do it. We can go later. She went today and spent $400.
Yeah, they can't be trusted in a place like that.
I mean, the prices, the groceries. So like, we went to HEB on Saturday.
She went to Costco, you said?
Yeah, she went to Costco in South Lake.
Wow. She bought a lot of things.
Like,
in.
We spent $100 and I felt like we got nothing.
If you said Target, I would totally believe it.
She's not going to Target ever again.
No, Target. when
ever
you said,
again.
I thought I was reading about this, the Minnesota thing, and I thought I heard $4.75 and I thought Target. Immediately, first thing that came to my mind was Target. Yeah. You know? You can't walk into Target without spending $75. Just grabbing the cart. That's $75 going in.
Crazy times we're living in, bro. Crazy times when I seen that. LA Live 105.3 The Fan, Monday, Friday. There was a nationwide protest on Saturday, the No Kings protest. Over 2,000 protests held in all 50 states. The protest was opposing President Trump's military parade, which I watched. You know, I like watching stuff like that. I like human interest.
You like the parades?
I do. Yeah. I like the parades.
Yeah,
a little good parade.
Yeah, I do like the parades a little bit, fam.
I'm always curious, you know, because people got to be watching them to keep them on.
Yeah.
I think I went to my first parade when I was like 5 or 6, and I sat there on the road and waited for the candy to be thrown, and I don't know.
I watched the protests on TV, too. Did you guys see the protests anywhere you guys were at?
No. I saw highlights of it.
I was looking for signs. I just like reading signs.
Oh.
See how creative you people are.
Hilarious. Yeah.
The parade was for Flag Day, the U.S. Army's 205th birthday, as well as President Trump's 79th birthday. I was kind of disappointed with so many soldiers marching out of step.
Yeah, what was up with that?
I did not like that. Uniforms weren't nice and crisp. They weren't squared away.
Would have failed inspection if you were.
They would have failed inspection.
Yeah.
And if you're looking and your arm is not swinging with somebody else, you're out of step, Phil.
Is this one of those things where, Lucius, that we didn't have enough time to kind of get this together? Did we throw this together pretty quick, you think? Or was this something, I don't know, I'm just saying, why are we out of step?
Well, I know the man always wanted it, but we probably got it thrown together pretty fast. It had sponsors, UFC sponsored some of that.
Did it?
And I just someone else sponsored it.
I was just curious because if they're out of step, and I mean, usually our military is pretty snappy.
Right.
Yeah,
you get the younger guys. I feel like you went to these old divisions, and they haven't been marching around in a long time, and you probably gave them a week to get ready for marching, or maybe 2 weeks, and they just didn't get it. I don't know.
A little out of practice. Think we're a little rusty there?
Yeah, it looked really nasty. There were soldiers carrying drones and walking robot dogs. Fox News had the U.S. intelligence expert Rebecca Koffler. She was on. She was watching the parade. I think she might have been enjoying too many pops.
Oh, yes. Is she the champagne gal?
She a full Andy Cohen?
She seemed a little buzzed up. She knew she had an appearance on Fox. You got to temper it a little bit. You know what I mean? You can't get buzzed all the way out there, but she did. Listen to this. That's the wrong button.
Because of the mismanagement of the administrative states, they've been fighting these foreign wars. But with our new in chief, Donald J. Trump, they are prioritizing America first. And I want to thank these officers for all of these sacrifices and all of the hardships that their families have been doing. Lawrence Jones, you're laughing, man. Like, you guys and Fred, Lucas.
Thank you.
I want to thank.
We're
thank
up against
you
the break
so
with
much,
that.
Rebecca. Thank you, and thank you
we
for your service,
you.
Too.
Wow.
Yeah, she was enjoying Woo! Pops.
She was Yeti cupping?
Yeah, she should have known. Listen, I got to be on Fox. I make me have one drink, maybe a shot, and then after that, I can get loose. We can run it back.
Man, she even had drunk face. You wouldn't have got past that little digital green room if it was me.
She was, yeah, you're right.
You're not going to this one.
Yeah, you're right. The largest protest was in Los Angeles, over 100,000 people out there. Fox 11 had the chopper in the sky, just kind of going to all the different locations. And Chopper Man was letting his heart out. Apparently, his marriage is falling apart.
Oh, no.
And he can give a damn about the protest.
The answer is yes. You know what? I don't care. I don't care about my. I am married. I am legally married. I am legally married. That's about the only way you can really say it. I am legally married. Well. But I am not looking at now at all. I just had a bunch of debacles with my personal life. Yes, it's true. I know. It's hard to believe. Somebody that doesn't even know what he's talking about in a relationship. And, you know. But, I got nothing right now. Got nothing. Not really looking. Trying to find myself and be happy. I'm being serious about that.
This dude is like, bro, come on. You're supposed to be doing coverage on the protest.
He knows he's on the air?
I don't know. I don't know.
This is my biggest fear of flying in an airliner. That the pilot's like this.
Having a midlife crisis.
Yes.
Up there.
Yes. Like, bad. My biggest fear is that somebody sitting at the front of this plane is like, what am I doing, man?
Yes.
I'm trying to find myself. My wife left. You know, that's my biggest fear.
Nah, it's a reasonable. Mm. That's an unreasonable fear right there, I
Gosh,
believe so, man.
Just call in sick.
Poor guy.
Call in sick. Seriously, just
yeah, take a personal
hey,
day.
I'm not flying Air One today. I'm not flying great. What's our lone? What was the show? Wolf?
Airwolf.
Airwolf. I'm Blue not Thunder. Flying Airwolf today.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not doing it.
Poor guy. Yeah, Air One.
Yeah.
Air One here in Dallas.
Yeah. Just call in. Say you can't get it done today.
That boy's going through it. Technically married is what a cheater says, too, by the way. I mean, on paper. Yeah. I'm married, but me and you can kick it tonight.
I'm not looking.
She doesn't live with me. I got a roommate. LA Live 105.3 The Fan. The Big Three, basketball I'm talking about. The Big Three had a season opener this past weekend.
Some fights, dude.
It started off with a bang, Broadus.
Yeah.
New to the league is Dwight Howard and Lance Stevenson.
Uh-oh, what do you mean by that?
And they got locked up with each other. They got to fighting with each other.
Mm-hmm.
Howard plays for the LA Riots. Hilarious.
The Riots.
LA Riots. Who named that? Did Ice Cube name that himself?
I think he did.
And Stevenson plays for the Miami 305.
Oh.
They played each other this weekend and both crashed out. Both were ejected from the game after they had a scuffle that spilled into the stands. Dwight Howard did not want to hurt that man. You could tell. But he had to, you know, keep him under control.
Yeah.
He's kind of looking like a big brother fights his little brother. Like, you ain't gonna do nothing, bro.
It doesn't matter how good of a fighter little brother is. He can't hurt big brother in this situation.
Can't do it.
And he's still super strong.
It's pretty awesome to look at those big old tall guys fighting each other. Just grappling.
And Lance Stevenson's pretty tough. Like, he held his own.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, to get swung like that and still be balanced.
And still be balanced, bro. They went all the way over to the stands. Let me see what else we got. Oh, man. I had it for you. Oh! Steven Jackson. Yeah, Steven Jackson is the coach for the DMV Trilogy as well in the Big Three. His team lost. Now, when you speak about Steven Jackson, he coached his team back to the back-to-back championships.
Okay.
So they've won championships, two of them, 2021 and 2022. But they lost to Houston, 46-50. And Coach went in the locker room. I'm talking about Coach Jackson, Steven Jackson. And he read his team the riot act.
All kinds of shit. And when somebody want to fight, they want somebody to grab. Same bitch ass at the hotel begging me for shit. Now y'all want to show out in front of these people. When you get burned with me, I'm not these Google me, bitch. I will burn one of you all.
Oh, my God.
Shout out, Coach.
Thanks, Coach.
Google me. Shout out to Coach.
Man.
You're going to get fined for messing with me.
All because they took an L, huh?
Yeah, they took the L. It was a whole lot. There's some scraps on their little courts, too, as well. Steven Jackson tried to get to one of the players, and they shoved him off, and I think he caught his feelings right then and there. Mm. Yeah, it's pretty good, though. But let me see. You can watch the Big Three games on CBS, Paramount Plus, or Vice. So if you want to get into that, they're next weekend. The Big Three will be in Dallas August 17th at the AAC. So keep that in mind if you want to see some more of those crash outs. Should be a good season. What else we got? Oh, game five of the NBA Finals tonight, people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And if you have an itch, Underdog, DraftKings, FanDuel, BetMGM. Is there any more?
I think you nailed a good chunk of them.
If you have an itch, they can scratch it for you, is what I'm trying to say. Okay, that's what I'm trying to say. They can scratch it for you. I'm going to leave you with a song by a Brooklyn hip-hop artist, Melvoni. He has a song about being addicted to the parlays.
Is it me? Do I really got bad luck? Needed Tatum for 2 threes and he had one that didn't suck. Told DeJounte that he sold and he started talking tough. The way I feel right now, I might go up to FanDuel with my gun. I told bro if we hit one, that we getting out the streets. That I fell into a hole and I fell into it deep. The Eagles won the Super Bowl. I lost 20 on the Chiefs and then I lost like 10 pounds. I used to bet before I eat. Everyone said I got a problem, but that shit ain't news to me. I lost all my money, now I'm losing out on sleep. My girlfriend said I need to stop, I got a feeling she gon' leave. That .5 will make you cry and talk to God like, why me?
Five, man. Yeah,
it's got a whole song out here called Gambling Addiction, Melvoni.
I love it.
Yeah, it's pretty good. All right, my name is Lucius Alexander. I'll be black tomorrow, Lord willing, and the creek don't rise. That's my time. I'm out of here, folks.
I saw somebody put on Twitter, it's like 90 days until I can try to become a millionaire on 13-leg parlays again. Count down the days to that football season. LA Live every night, 5:40 here in the G-Bag Nation.
Oh, my bad. I'm sorry. The dad movies, Expendables.
Yeah, Fast and Furious.
The Fast and Furious, that's a good one. Yeah. Somebody said they weren't squared away because it wasn't the Marines. Lucius, you're right. Marines are squared away at all times, fam. All right, I'm out.
There he goes. LA Live every night, 5:40. Okay, coming up next, proper round tripper time. Woolchuck, we're going around the bases, buddy. Where are you taking us?
What did we learn about our Rangers this past week? Did Evers trade? And is this manager reaching or preaching? That's next.
June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's T Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's T Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-T or mensteclinic.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.